Insert sound effect here.
Alrighty. First one we got is from Stephen Petmecki. In case you didn't know it, if you do send your real name, I'm going to say your real name. So if you don't feel comfortable about doing that kind of a thing, then don't do it. Make up a name, you know? But otherwise, you know, it's Stephen. He's a Nepitz. Stephen Backward. How cute. How adorable. His email address is Stephen Backward, which is Nepitz. @bga.com. I'm going to read those too, so be careful. If you don't want me to state it, and I apologize if you didn't want me to, but that's the way love goes. Anyway, cute stuff, StephenBackwards@bga.com. Brownie points for that. Hello, Mr. Drought. I would appreciate it if you would add me to the SOB mailing list. I have read several issues and find it quite, well, I find it quite. I started reading it because I know one of the people, PPL, that was a writer. I don't know if he still is, but that is neither here nor the other place. And besides, I'm hoping to learn something. I don't know what, but damn it, I will learn, with several exclamation points. Damn it with two M's, hoping with an E in the middle. Nepitz@bga.com. Well, thanks. You know, thanks for your letter. In case you didn't realize it, Mr. Trout, as you affectionately referred to him, is no longer with us. He's dancing about in the fairy tale land of Oz right about now, along with all the gems that you can think of that might have OD'd. I hate to say such a thing, but I hate to break it to you like this, but that's the way it is. But hey, I'll add you to the mailing list, and hopefully you will learn something, because after all, that's what we're here for. We're here to educate the public. We're better than Sesame Street. You will learn. And who's that writer that, you know, you should drop names, be a name dropper, you know, big capital N name dropper. That's how you get stuff communicated. So that's it for that one here. Our next letter here is, just bear with me. Letter numero dos from Heather Stewart, kiddo@scn.org. Refer to name disclaimer said earlier. Subject says, you know, why you should send me mail. Hi there, Kilgore. I just visited your page for the first time after hearing about it for years. Okay, just two. I believe I am worthy of being on your mailing list because I thought that Kilgore Trout was a real person. I thought Vonnegut was writing about some old crusty sci-fi writer. Then I read Breakfast of Champions and I was enlightened. Well, sort of. Then I visit your page and your name is Kilgore Trout. Oh, God, never mind. Vonnegut is my favorite getaway. The manifestations of his mind on paper are the best vacations into reality that you have ever taken.
Editorial note, apparently she hasn't taken LSD.
Today, a young man on Manhattan realized that all matter is merely energy condensed into a slow vibration. That we are all one consciousness experiencing itself, subjective. There's no such thing as death. Life is only a dream with the imagination of ourselves. Here's Tom with the weather.
I would love to write more about Vonnegut with you sometime. Right? More? Right. Yeah. Sure. I have assumed, of course, that you like, that's open quote, close quote, I believe, him, because since you chose the name Kilgore Trout. Makes sense to me. Please write if you're interested in discussing him or any other subject. Thank you for your time. Miss Fritz Lang. Interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting. Interesting. Please refer to earlier note referring to Kilgore's death. It still applies now. also refer to editorial comment referring to LSD. But nonetheless, you're going to be on the mailing list. Letter number 3 from Pete. Pete, last initial O, at Pover, P-O-V-E-R, at golden.net. Subject is ARG. Okay, well, I am back now after an unfortunate homeless hiatus. Little winky smiley face. If you could please be so kind as to slip me back onto the SOB mailing list, I would be more overjoyed than any mouse with cheese, to say the least. Smiley face with no winky. Pete! Well, Pete, perhaps you should look into that dairy obsession you have, and maybe give us a call. We can help you out. We might be able to prescribe something for you. It seems unhealthy, really. It does. But I wish to fully extend my gratitude. That's really not the right word. My condolences, I guess. I feel bad of your homeless hiatus. If you were actually homeless without a home, my heart goes out to you. I give you props for being able to truck through that. I know how it is. Been there. three times, in fact. Not fun. So, buddy, this one's for you.
Spoon!
This has been Letters to the Editor.
That sounds like the cleaned up, edited radio version there, guys.